After 300 yards of climbing, the panting little beast was pulled to a sudden turn. He looked around inquiringly.
Nothing doing. Let's get on back. Dad's counting on me to help with the work on the ranch for a while.
Clint's jaw squared, and soon his determined arm was jerking a fallen fence post into place. The sun was ready to slide over behind the highest peak when Clint's alert ear caught a far droning sound. Louder it swelled, and louder. His gaze leaped toward the oncoming roar and met the glint of wings that far outshone the eagles in bigness and might. Proudly, the great man-bird curved through the ridge of the West Range, swooped then to a steady whirr, as though to graze the boy's upturned head, and drove into the lower horizon, straight and swift and beautiful. It was the nearest Clint had ever been to an airplane. He thrilled at the sight, the sound, and the power of it. His fingers tingled to get hold of the throbbing motor. Wings! That's what he wanted. Yes, wings! He, too, would fly with the sureness of an eagle, with the daring of a male pilot.
Dad!
He said that evening as he waited to get his father's attention.
I've decided, now I have finished high school, that I'm going to be a male pilot. An air school's what I want, not a regular college.
Are you sure? The boy nodded. Very well, son. You may never be a Lindbergh. But character is what counts, in flying, in wrenching, or what not.
Joyfully, Clint jumped to his feet. Oh, Dad! When can I start?
That's the question, replied his father. I haven't the money to help you, but I'll pay you wages just as I do the other hands on the ranch. Then it will be your job to save money for your training in aviation.